Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, tragedy has struck again in Jerusalem, in Israel. A young 23-year-old officer, Sergeant Major Hadass Malka, as you're looking at her right now, 23 years old, she was stabbed to death while she was protecting the city. It's a tragedy that took place. She tried to defend herself. She got stabbed many times, and she died in the hospital. It was a Palestinian terrorist. When you're looking at them coming in, as we talked about on our program, and trying to negotiate for peace, this is what they're promoting. As a matter of fact, they even pay the families of the ones who kill the Jewish people in these terrorist attacks. It's tragic. Before we go right to hearing more on the scene, I want you to get a good idea of what we're talking about at the Damascus Gate. We're talking about the city of Jerusalem. Look at this map right here. You're looking at a map of Israel, and you got the different gates going on right here. You got the Jaffa Gate. You got the New Gate. You have Damascus Gate, the Herod Gate, the Lion Gate, the Golden Gate, the Dung Gate, and the Zion Gate. Well, this is the gate. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is the actual gate itself. And she was guarding the Jewish people. You know, if you ever go there and you're taking a tour of Israel, she's keeping you safe. She's the soldier keeping you safe. And they stabbed her to death. A tragic attack that's happening again and again in Israel. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Naftali. Naftali was an IDF soldier. He's right there. He's a messianic believer, a Christian Jew, loves Israel. And here he's as we are, devastated about what took place. As a matter of fact, let's go to Naftali now.
Yesterday, Hadass Malka died in a horrible terror attack at Damascus Gate in Jerusalem. On Shabbat Eve, three Palestinian terrorists armed with knives and weapons attacked two different locations in Jerusalem. One of the terrorists assaulted Hadass while she fought him with bare hands for seconds, trying to pull off her weapon and defend herself. She was stabbed several times, was rushed to the hospital, but died of her wounds. Hadass, only 23 years old, left two parents, three sisters, and two brothers. Can you imagine what her family is going through right now? They sent their own daughter to protect the land of Israel, and she made the hardest sacrifice of all, her life. When I read the news today, I saw that Hamas was celebrating her death. And it shocks me every time. How can anyone celebrate a human being's death? This is what Israel is dealing with. Israel is dealing with terrorists on a daily basis. And I'm not saying this because I read it somewhere. I'm saying this from my personal experience when I was in the IDF. For me personally, it's a very sad day because how many more lives will we need to sacrifice for the sake of security and peace in the region? When I served in the IDF as a combat medic and a tanker, they didn't teach me to look for battles. No. They taught me how to defend the land of Israel. And it breaks my heart that the bloodshed continues and now the families of the terrorists are going to get paid by the Palestinian government. I want to use this video to call out everyone I know. When this video ends, please say your prayer for the family of Hadass Malka as they are going through hard times right now. And also please remember Jerusalem in your prayers.
We will remember to keep the family in our prayers. You know, moments before her life was taken at 23 by a Palestinian terrorist where she's going to see stabbing her to death, she sent out a post to her friends. As a matter of fact, this is her face. She took her smiling selfie and she sent this out, Hadass did, to her friends. She told them, Shabbat Shalom to my loving friends and family. She's wishing them a good Shabbat. Moments later, and think about this, everybody that's saying and promoting the Palestinian people when Israel's been trying to embrace them, trying to help them, Naftali said, listen, we've been trained to defend Israel. We're never trained to go out and cause battles. And look what's taking place. She was defending her people, and she gave her life at 23 years old. This is a tragedy. Right at the Damascus Gate. This is a biblical view of what's taking place. We got to realize, my goodness, we have to wake up and stand with Israel and don't tolerate the terrorism that's taking place again and again in Israel. Our hearts just go out to Hadass Malka's family.
Yes.
23-year-old soldier, you're seeing her face. This is what she just sent out to her friends, wishing them, you know, a lovely Shabbat. you know, and just it's just very sad, and it's happening continually as Naftali's seeing it again and again, yeah. You know, being right there, and we're seeing it. We've been talking to everybody about it on the program.
It's a tragedy. You have an IDF soldier who's providing security not only just for the citizens of Israel, but are the millions of tourists that go every year to visit Jerusalem and the other places, and to know that someone would take a knife and be so engaged and stab a soldier.
She's literally trying to report her to do what you do as a soldier, you know, but she couldn't
get a weapon.
Because they could just come up on you and just start stabbing you. And she was fighting, and you know, she died of her wounds, you know, in the hospital. But 23, John, I mean, that's like, you know, that's just tragic. It's very tragic. And they're just defending themselves. They're just there to make sure everybody's safe.
Not looking for trouble.
Trying to prevent trouble. And the evilness of someone, this Palestinian terrorist, just has come up and start stabbing. But understand this, they are paying families.
Yes.
They are paying families that if you're a Palestinian Muslim and you go and you kill a Jewish person, they will pay your family. The government of Hamas will pay your family so much money a month, depending on how many people you kill. This is what's going on. They teach their children in the classrooms, you know, how to stab. And we actually had a program, we had Naftali on, where he's interviewing them. He's showing, you know, the Palestinian people, what do you think about this? The kids are going stab, 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 holding a knife. And their responses were very just lackadaisical, like, oh, well, you know, they're just upset with something.
That's good.
And this is what he was talking about when he was interviewing them in the streets, is what we're talking about. And, you know, we're seeing this violence just increase, and it's not normal, even though it's becoming common. It's not normal to be taking lives and this horrific terror taking place.
It's not normal, nor should it be accepted.
Right.
And what we're doing on this program is bringing awareness.
Yes.
Because so many times the media and just others want to bury what's happening to Israel, but we want to bring it in the forefront and let you see human lives, a real person who's being brutally murdered just for being Israeli, just for being Jewish.
And you know, if you've been to the city before, you know this is the walls of the city, the Damascus Gate. It's one of the gates that you go out to the city. And she was one of those guards standing right there, and so, you know, just her typical day. She had no idea that was her last moments here, you know, on earth. And another reason why we need to really be ministering and letting people know about eternity.
Yes.
Because we're all facing eternity. As a matter of fact, this is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu going to her parents' home, Hadassah's parents' home, and comforting with his wife Sarah, comforting the family. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is the family you're seeing on the right side of your screen. And that's the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is Hadassah's family. They just lost their 23-year-old daughter, sister. This is Sarah, the Prime Minister's wife. Sarah Netanyahu. Comforting the families. Tragedy, just tragedy.
She lost her life defending Israel.
Defending Israel. They're in Ezer, where they're meeting. This is Ezer, where the family lives. He's going to speak in Hebrew. We're going to tell you some of the things that he's sharing with the family. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying, we came to salute her, to bow our heads in her memory, to be with you all. It's just a terrible loss, he said. This is the father, this is Hadassah's father, about to speak. So difficult, such a tragedy. Mm. Trying to get the words, that's so difficult. The father, he's saying, Hadassah's father says, there are people who made a mark on the Jewish people and the state of Israel. Most of them accomplished this during their long lives. But our Hadass was so young, and yet she made a mark of love on the nation and the state. No, it just breaks your heart. You know, you just don't, at 23, you're just getting started in life, you know, and just such a tragedy. And you see, we have a president who stands up for Israel. President Donald Trump stands up for Israel. We have a Secretary of State who's standing up for Israel. We have a new awareness of safety in the Middle East rising up. Even Saudi Arabia is joining in to come against terrorism. You have the Secretary of Defense, and they are coming right in and dealing with terrorism. And this is they're trying to stop, you know, the root of terrorism. It's
a new season. Mm-hmm. It's a new administration.
But and the same evil stuff.
And what we're trying to do is continue to raise this awareness, like I said earlier, for us to pray, for us to be engaged, because this evil must end. We cannot accept this as the new normal.
Evil's never normal.
Evil's never normal.
Never normal. And you know, this will be talked about in the heavenlies, because
right.
I mean, when you think about heaven, and you think about the design of heaven, you think about the rule of Christ coming here to earth, the Messiah ruling and reigning from the city, and remembering that the evilness of this Palestinian terrorist who gets a money from the government, his family does, for doing this. In the report, they even named streets after these guys who do this.
These are the things that must be discussed when people and nations are pushing, you know, a two-state solution. That these atrocities
And they're talking about
have
a Palestinian state, and they're talking about an Israeli state.
Yes.
And until you're ready to accept and acknowledge Israel, and you're ready to live at peace, then there is no deal.
And stop funding terrorism. Stop funding this intifada.
To begin with that.
Let's start with that.
And it's just tragic. No, we're going to be in a future program talking about there's people right now in America who are against our Constitution, against our government, and they're talking about having an intifada right here in America, you know, to come against the government. We're talking intifada. This is what they're talking about. As a matter of fact, we're going to go right to the funeral. You know, we want to just honor Hadass and her life and her burial, and we want to go to the funeral. You're not going to hear us speak, but just go there with her in heart and pray for the family. We want to join them as we remember Hadass and her huge sacrifice of giving her life for the safety of Israel. Let's go to the funeral now.
Hadass, אנחנו מלווים אותך היום למנוחת עולמים, הלומי יגון וכאב. אך מלאי השראה. הלומי יגון אנחנו על שהלכת מאיתנו, אישה צעירה ומוכשרת שכל עתידה היה לפניה. כמה יופי ושמחת חיים היו בך ואיזה חלל עצום הותרת. למשפחתך היית עמוד תווך מרכזי. כל מי שהכיר אותך מספר על הנוכחות המלאה והקורנת שלך בכל מקום שבו היית. בולטת, מוקפת חברים, אוהבת ונאהבת, חדורת אמונה במה שאת עושה. מפקדייך התפעלו מהמקצועיות שלך כלוחמת אמיצה. הדס, הפגנת כישורי לחימה, אומץ ומסירות בשער שכם בירושלים ובכל מקום בו הגנת עלינו. תכונות שעוד ישמשו דוגמה ומופת ללוחמות וללוחמים רבים היום ובעתיד. לא זכיתי להכיר אותך, אבל אזרחי ישראל ואני בתוכם מבינים היטב ממי אנחנו נפרדים היום. כל אחד מבין. כי הדס, כפי שאמרו לפניי, את לא היית חייבת לעמוד בקו החזית. איש לא כפה זאת עלייך. עמדו בפנייך מסלולי חיים קלים יותר, אבל את
את בחרת בדרך הקשה והמאתגרת, ועשית זאת לא פעם אחת, כי אם פעמיים, גם בשירות הצבאי וגם לאחר השחרור, כששבת והצטרפת שוב אל הקו הראשון בחזית של לוחמי ולוחמות מג"ב. כשאת מבינה היטב את גודל המשימה, את מורכבותה, את המסוכנות שבה, אך את הדס, גיבורת ישראל, ואינך פוחדת משום דבר. יהי זכרה של רב סמל ראשון הדס מלכה ברוך וחתום בלב העם כולו.
הדס וחבריה לצוות הגנו בחירוף נפש ובאומץ לב. הרגו את השלושה אשר היו חמושים גם ברובה, סכינים, אך לצערי הדס שילמה בחייה. כולי תקווה שלא נידרש עוד להספיד את לוחמנו, אך כמפקד משמר הגבול אני מתחייב שנמשיך להילחם בטרור ללא פשרות. על למרצחים לחשוב.
Our hearts so go out to the Hadass family, and I encourage you to pray for them, but also pray for the peace and the protection of Israel. You know, God says he said these days that you'll become a trembling cup, that nations around him will become a trembling cup, and that you know, these things are happening, but we maintain our connection with human beings and the Jews that are in the land, and it's just so tragic. And we're thankful for Naftali being brave.
Yes.
He's our unofficial field reporter in Jerusalem, has the heart of the Lord and what he's doing, just so, but his heart's broken, obviously, you know, over this. And our future program, we'll be having him on as he's speaking to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. What do you say on social media right now when people are just attacking you? And he gives some great advice. I want you to remember to pray for Naftali, because this is what we believe. We believe that you can be the next field reporter. We've got to begin to go out and capture the truth for what it is. For whatever reason, regular media has turned dark, and they're slanted, and they have an agenda, and even though they know it's wrong, they just keep on saying it. But you know what? We're not dependent on that. You have an iPhone. You have an Android phone. You can walk out to a meeting. You can do this exact thing that Naftali's doing, and if you'll do that, and bring it, make it part. There's certain things you need to do as an embedded reporter, then possibly your material can make it on VFN TV, because we need to stand up for Hadass and all the ones that have given their lives for such tragic conditions. And one of the things too, by supporting VFN TV, you're standing with Israel. Who's telling you this? Who is standing up and letting you know what's going on? That's what's happening at VFN TV. That's what we do. Naftali, you can actually go to his channel and subscribe, and we'll make that available to you as well. But just connect with those who are connected to the truth, and you'll be connected to the truth and be a part of it. And one way you can do that, you know, is partnering with us. You know, it's our partners, people who give financially and prayerfully, that keeps us on the air and reaching over 203 countries right now, as a matter of fact.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.